This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military says it has recovered the bodies of 6 hostages from an underground tunnel in southern Gaza. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lana reports.
An Israeli military spokesperson listed the names of the 6 hostages for reporters on Sunday.
Lori Danino, Alex Lubnov, Almog Sarusi, Hirsch Goldberg-Polin, Carmel Gat, Veden Yerushalmi.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would not rest until it catches those responsible for the killings, adding that his government is committed to achieving a deal to release the remaining hostages. Senior Hamas officials said that Israel, in its refusal to sign a ceasefire agreement, was to blame for the deaths.
Reuters correspondent Francesca Lana. The streets of central Tel Aviv are filled with tens of thousands of protesters on Sunday evening, calling on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do more to bring home the remaining hostages in Gaza. Israel on Sunday said it recovered the bodies of the 6 hostages from a tunnel in Gaza where they were apparently killed shortly before its troops reached them. Protesters blocked roads in Jerusalem and demonstrated outside the Prime Minister's residence, while Israel's trade union called for a general strike on Monday to further pressure the government into securing a hostage deal. Palestinian health authorities and United Nations agencies on Sunday began a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip. They hope to prevent an outbreak in the territory that has been ravaged by the Israel-Hamas war. Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza until Wednesday before moving on to the more devastated north and south.